Hi, my name is Charles, and I serve here at Transformation Church as one of the executive pastors. And I want to take a moment before we jump into the message just to say thank you, first of all, for watching. It means the world to us that you would be a part, no matter where you're watching from, no matter who you are. I'm believing that this message is going to encourage your faith and hopefully transform your life. If you haven't yet, make sure you take a moment, subscribe to the YouTube channel, not for us, but really for you. We want to be a resource to encourage your faith and be with you on this journey of following Jesus. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the message today. I hope it blesses you.
If anybody knows that God will come through, just give him one last shout of praise in this place. All right. Take your seats. Welcome to Transformation Church. Where all we need is a memory. Now, what you're gonna see here that you may not see a lot of places is that there's all different ethnicities, all different age groups. There was a 19-year-old here down here jumping with a 91-year-old. You understand what I'm saying? When people try to put language to it, what we tell them is it looks like heaven. We prayed that God would make this a diverse church that would look like heaven. And the fact that not one single row looks like one person group. That on the same row, there could be somebody that owns a business and somebody who needs a job. Y'all should talk. Just grateful to be back in the house, y'all. I love you. What an honor and a privilege it is to pastor this house. I will never take this place for granted. God has done so much transformation in my life here. And it wasn't on this platform. It was when most of y'all didn't know who we were. I wasn't Mike Todd. I was Michael. And my wife called me Alex. That's my middle name, Alexander. And my mama called me Mookie. And if you call me Mookie, I got people to handle you. No, I'm just like, but I mean, I'm just grateful for the dark room that God developed me in. Because today I get the privilege to stand before you and hopefully bring you just a little closer to Jesus. And so today I'm gonna get right into the word. I wanna let you know that I'm full as a tick. Now, some of y'all ain't country enough to know even what that is. But my family is from Louisiana and Alabama. And sometimes a tick could get on to you into a dog or something like that. And then you kill it and it would just bust because it had so much that it had sucked out of a moment. And on my sabbatical, God has given me time to just extract. To rest my soul. The most dangerous thing for me is to rest. Because in the chaos of life, sometimes you start to think that you gotta do this. And I know some of y'all don't have pressures on you, and you don't got kids to raise, and you ain't got wives that have expectations of you, and you just trying to live pure and all the other stuff. But as for me, sometimes you think you gotta do all of this. And sometimes when you take a step back and you just sit at the feet of Jesus as a son, when you cast your crown, when you're not a pastor, when you're not whatever you are, God reveals to you, it's been him the whole time. Some of y'all just need a reality check. It's been him the whole time. You ain't that good. He see you before you put that makeup on. He knows what you look like soothing yourself. He knows how you in the car right before the presentation, still making the presentation up on Canva. He knows you. And sometimes we get it twisted that we did something. But it's been, somebody say it's been him the whole time. And so I'm grateful for this opportunity. And I know I have an assignment here. I heard a preacher once say, I'm wearing a suit because I mean business. And I'm gonna stand on business today. I want you to get your word, your Bible out, and I want you to get your notepads out, and today I'm gonna wipe this sweat off to act like I just didn't shout. And thank God for his presence. Holy Spirit, here I am in front of all of these people asking you to empower me to do your will. You are the one that gives both the desire and the power to do what pleases you. And today, Father, I have so many flaws standing up here in front of these people, but I will not shrink back from what you called me to do. So today, anoint me. And Father, don't just use me, dwell in me. Father, I want something on me after this. I don't want to be used so they can just be blessed. I want to walk away with something. God, would you just supersede all of our expectations? Would you start something in this church that would change the trajectory of our lives forever? Holy Spirit, tag team, back again. Let's do this thing. And may you get all the glory, honor, and praise. And everybody that agrees, say amen. 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 Well, today we are starting a brand new series called Receipts. Somebody shout at me, Receipts. Now, this is a cultural term for all of us because we know that anytime we buy something, we get a receipt. But in the last probably 3 to 5 years, people have been using it a lot in relationships and business and really kind of disappointingly, it's like people who keep tabs of other people's faults. And they'd be like, no, you a liar, and I got receipts. And they'd be like, no, show me the receipt. And it's almost giving people a license to be able to check people or hold them accountable because they do something, don't remember really how it went or the facts or the actual intention around it, but somebody was recording the whole time. Oh, come on, y'all. We know a few stories in the news right now that, woo, wish video cameras didn't exist. Wish that somebody wasn't watching or seeing, because no matter what you say in front of people, if there is something that is proving otherwise, it's what people go with and what they believe. And so as I was coming into this series and I was on sabbatical asking the Holy Spirit, how do I finish the assignment that you gave us for this year? Because at Transformation Church, the word of the year is what? Fruit. Can we give it up for Transformation Worship? Real quick. Y'all can do better than that. We have a world-class worship department. When y'all did look at my fruit today, and then I start thinking like, oh, we got a song that go with the series that's cold-blooded. And like, thank y'all, man. And they just released an album called Thy Kingdom Come last week. And y'all have just, I'm just super excited. But when I started to think about that song and look at my fruit, and we're gonna say we're not talking about it, we're gonna live it, I started to think like, oh, that whole concept is about having proof. And right when I actually thought about the word of the year being fruit this year at Transformation Church, my wife sent me to the store. And one of your primary jobs as a husband is not to just bring home the bacon and not to just provide and all that. One of your primary responsibilities is to go do what your wife doesn't want to do. I should have more amens than that in this building. So if she don't want to go to the store, guess who gets to go to the store? And my wife sends me to all kinds of stores. I mean, when you've been in the game as long as we have, we about to come up on 15 years of being married. When we came in, that means I can go anywhere. Victoria's Secret? Ain't no question. She done sent me in there several times. The Spanx store, I buy Spanx all the time. See, some of y'all ain't graduated. You still care about what goes across the, I don't care no more. Boom, pads, 50 pack. No, I'm just playing, kind of. See, some of y'all too churchy. Pastor's back, okay, here we go. I'm just saying, And she sends me to this one store I don't like that much. And the only reason I don't like it is not because the service is bad or they don't have stuff. It's like every time I finish purchasing whatever it is, I try to leave. And it does not matter what I have on. It doesn't matter how much I smile. I can have watched 14 people go in front of me with no problem, straight out the door. But some sweet older person steps in front of the exit and asks for my receipt. What is it about me that says stop me? Is it 6'2"? Is it black man? Is it braids? Is it what is? No. And I used to get so frustrated about it because it was like I just saw four people with six carts connected to each other. And I got a bag with gum and deodorant. And they're like, sir, hey, can I see your... And I started to think about it, that the power of a receipt actually is, it is proof of purchase. So when you have the receipt, you ain't gotta worry. Because I can prove that I purchased this. But in the off chance that you left it at the self-checkout desk, or right when you did it, you ran back into the store and you dropped it somewhere. I don't know if you've ever been caught without a receipt. But then all kinds of things start flooding your mind because automatically you think they think you a thief. And you... And one time that happened to me. And the Holy Spirit said, wouldn't it be sad if you got caught at the white throne judgment in front of me when I ask you, what did you do with this life? And all the people who in church and believing and tongue talking. Hold on one second. Hold on, God, hold on. I know it's here somewhere. If every believer in Jesus Christ does not have receipts of relationship with him, you are actually out here counterfeiting what God has asked all of us to walk around ready to show. When I understood that those people were gonna stop me every time, I stopped putting my receipt in my pocket. When I start walking out the door, before you even question me, you want to see my receipt? Do the people at your job, do they know you have a relationship with God? Is there any proof that he purchased you? Oh, God. Okay. Because the Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 16, you can identify the people who are mine by their fruit. They don't understand what he's saying. He clarifies it. You can identify the real ones, the ones who have relationship with me, by their fruit. Well, what is fruit? Because technically fruit could be so many different things. Is it intrinsic? Is it something that, it, and he knew all of us would go deep and heady and all that other stuff. He said, you can identify them by the way they act. How you act is your fruit. Not how you pray, not how you believe, not how you worship. How you act is your fruit. So you cuss people out when you mad, that's your fruit. You cut people off when you feel disrespected, that's your fruit. I just need more grace. But how you acted was your fruit. And I know this is kind of heavy because most of us want to be able to act anyway, ask God for forgiveness, and not bear the consequences of what we already produced. After I bit your bitter fruit, it doesn't mean that I'm going to go away for you forever, but it does remember, I remember what nasty fruit tastes like. And so when you try to come put your stanky hands on me to pray, I remember how you treated me when we were on that serve team together. Uh-oh. See, the problem is many times the same people we need to invite to church, we were short with a week earlier. The same person that we need to correct in integrity is the same person we made advances at a year ago. Uh-oh, I'm in your business now. You sure look good in them tights. You sure look good in that little limit. I like to see that limit. And you saying those little perverted, crazy thing with your merry butt and four kids. And okay. Y'all gonna have to ease me back in. Ease me back in. Oh, nasty self. Over here talking to this 22-year-old and you 50 years old and... Cat Williams told y'all 2024, everybody getting exposed. Everybody getting exposed. He said it in January. Hear me. Hear me what I'm saying to you. The Holy Spirit is done with people claiming him in public, but their actions do not line up. There is no fruit. Or I could say it a different way. There's no proof. So in this series today, all I can do is set up. All I can do is set the series up. You don't want to miss 1 week of this because I gave myself a strict timeline to just help everybody understand that fruit is important in your life. It's the only thing that God counts at the end of the day. And write this point down. Most believers have no receipts for their relationship with God. None. All night prayers is not a receipt for a relationship with God. I know that offended religious people right there. But I'm tarrying. We'll talk about it a little bit later. But he said, but you don't have love. He said, so you can prophesy, speak, you can bring visions down, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. So if you don't got love, he said, you sound like a gong to me. You're annoying to me. Y'all not ready for this series. Y'all are not ready for this. You think you giving money is a fruit of the Spirit? But because churches have maximized on the actions instead of the being. The doing instead of the... The fruit of the Spirit is not something you can just do. It has to come out of your being. Who are you? And that's why you don't pay for the fruit of the Spirit. You have to let the Holy Spirit work in you. You got to let him do the work. It might take 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years to actually get patience. And we want to microwave patience. 6, 2, okay. Who should have patience in 3 weeks? And that's why God gave you that wife. You screaming too loud over there. What is... Brother, there will be prayer for you at the end of service. Like, do you hear what I'm saying? To be able to really work out your actual control, self-control? That don't happen in 2 weeks. Okay, so y'all being fake. And so many people have sold you that your full transformation happens at an altar. The altar is usually the start of your transformation. No matter how much you cry, no matter how many open visions, no matter how many prophetic words, you got to go out and act different. Oh my God. You thought I was gonna come back and just give you a hug. We got to grow, baby. I'm telling you right now, if we gonna see fruit in our life, I'm getting happy. We gotta actually make a decision to do something different than we've been doing. And all I want you to know is that the proof is in the fruit. Stop talking to me. Show me your fruit. Somebody say, the proof is in the fruit. Pastor Mike, why do we need to show receipts? Why do we need proof of purchase? Because Jesus, our example, had proof of purchase for us. And he carried multiple receipts. You can look at the cross. That's a receipt. His blood was shed on that cross for every one of our sins, even when we wasn't thinking about him. The Bible says it's like this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died. But then you could use the stone. When the stone was rolled away and he resurrected, that stone sitting on the side when nobody pushed it, that's another receipt. So when the two women came, they said, where is he? He was like, well, none of us could move this stone. He left a receipt to say, I purchased you. Oh my God. I can take you to one more that makes me real happy. Remember when Thomas missed Jesus coming back? And Thomas was like, I don't believe it. I don't know. And Jesus said, come here, Thomas. Here's a receipt. The nail pierced it. Put your hand. Jesus had multiple receipts to prove that he purchased us. Now the question is, on this earth, what are your receipts? Okay, you starting to hear me. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. God saved you by grace when you believed. And you take credit for this. You can't take credit for this. It is a, everybody say gift. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not, watch this, a reward for the good things we have done. I could preach that for a year. Well, I served yesterday with the team, so God should do something good for me. Sorry for the church you came from who told you that this was a chores system. Do your chores, get a treat. That's not what this is. He said, I already gave you the ultimate gift before you did anything for me, because I'm God like that. And he literally said, the reason I did this, verse 9, he said, is salvation is not a reward for good things that we have done, so none of y'all can boast about it. Because if it would be how good we are and how much we've done, we would all make ranking systems. And he said, no, 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 no. And that's when I started to follow this analogy. Salvation, I need to say something that you're going to have to critically think about. Salvation is not a receipt. Salvation is a gift. Because, well, I'm saved. You know, we have God, keep praying for me because God ain't done with me yet. But I'm saved. Yes, it is a gift from God. What have you done with that gift? It's almost like the salvation is the transaction of grace. When you're standing at the self-checkout and you like, beep, I do receive. Boop, oh my goodness, yes, something is made new in me. And I don't know if you've ever thought about it, but when you scan whatever you scan, there's a system at work behind that whole thing. That it goes into the clouds and the Ethernet and all the different things, and somehow it's already made transactions known in other places I'm not at. So when I'm down here on earth and I give my life to Jesus, it's already done in heaven. The transaction, my name is written in the Lamb's book of life. My sins are forgiven. He throws them as far as the east is from the west. It's done in heaven, but I still look like this on earth. So what the Bible says is when you get this gift, you need some receipts that are given by the Holy Spirit. Because that then will be proof on earth. It's done in heaven. Somebody say it's done in heaven. But we ain't got no proof on earth. So how do you get proof on earth? You receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and you let him work out in you everything that's not like God until you start to look like God. Let me just help you. Could you bring me that gift real quick? Because some of y'all don't understand this. Salvation is simply receiving a gift. And today, some of y'all just need to receive this gift. And some of y'all do this. Y'all, oh my goodness, look at salvation. Oh, and the angels cry. Oh, and we do this whole thing around salvation. Hey, y'all see my salvation? 20 years and never opened it up. I'm talking to you. 15 years, you done built a whole YouTube channel off of having this, but never opened it up. This comes with the Holy Spirit. He said, it's better if I leave, because when I leave, I'm going to send you the comforter, the one, the teacher, the one that's going to show you what to do. And he's going to give you, according to Galatians 5:22, he's going to work in you these things called fruits of the Spirit. Somebody say, open it up. For the rest of this year, I want you to open up what the Holy Spirit can do in your life. If you would just open up that it's not weird and crazy and you about to just be having convulsions. People that do that want to do that. That is not what the Holy Spirit is. A gentleman. He's wise. He understands what's going on. He knows what needs to happen. And what some of us need to do is open him up. Because if you let him do the work, what comes out? Naturally. This is not forced. This is not me trying to make something happen. This is not me trying to prove to you. That is a blessed grape. Wow. I don't even know what this is. What is it? Holy Spirit got stuff you don't know about. I see y'all don't hear me. What is this? Pomegranate. You study fruit. You're a fruitologist. We only had oranges, apples, and grapes, and bananas. I didn't know. What if there are things that the Holy Spirit wants to reveal in you, through you, with you, to you, for others, for you first? That you haven't even opened up the gift. And what the church will many times do, we don't do all that. We got 35 minutes on Sunday. No. You can give 8 hours a day to that job, but don't give no time to the Holy Spirit. We can spend 16 hours in kids' sports activities on a Friday and a Saturday. But we're not going to make nobody uncomfortable with the Holy Spirit. No. Let's just. Holy Spirit, just in case you do something crazy. But I'm saved. I'm walking with him. Doing good things, doing good works. You're missing out on the nourishment. Some of y'all are like, dang, I'm hungry. Thirsty for relationship. Thirsty for accolades. We every time you talk, we know you thirsty for a compliment. Okay. Y'all know the people I'm talking about. And if you don't know, it's you. See, the receipt clears up confusion on earth. Whenever there's a conflict on earth, it's like, no, I have a receipt of love. I have proof of joy. And what I found out about those beautiful people at that store that I have not named, that actually has a logo of blue and yellow, and it kind of rhymes with Hallmark. not calling no names, but is that the truth of the matter is those people are actually doing their job. Because it should be okay for you to have to prove that you purchased it. Let me say it a different way. It should be okay that non-believers need to know if there's fruit in your life. You see them golf claps like, well, I'm offended. Why? You claim to be a Christian, but we have no proof through your Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We have no proof through your relationships, how you talk to your kids, how you treat people that do you wrong. We have no proof in your activity, in your church, in the way you talk about the pastor. We have no proof. Somebody say, show me the receipt. For you get in business with somebody, you better ask them to show you the receipts. Show me what you did with that last business. I know we hype about this business, but why did that one? Did it fail because of a lack of integrity? Show me. Somebody shout at me, show me the receipts. One more time, somebody say, show me the receipts. Okay. Because people who do not have receipts or proof that they're in relationship with God, I found out something, and I just want to tell you, this may be you, it may not be you, but I just want to let you know, because that's my job to inform you, you're being led by the flesh. The Bible is clear. Those who are led by the Spirit are actually sons of God. If you are led by your flesh, something else is about to be produced in you. Because everybody got fruit. Everybody got proof. Everybody got receipts. It just depends what type of proof, fruit, receipts that you actually have. That's why I want to give you that reference. So some of y'all that are going to go back and study this afterwards, Romans 8:14. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. These are my sons and daughters. These are the people that rock with me. These are the people, because there'll be plenty that say, oh God, but I talked in your name, prophesied in your name, casted out demons, did business in your name. God, I always wore my Jesus loves you shirt. Why you was taking it off to lay down with her? Oh gosh, y'all gave me too much time off. You continue to use Christianity as a lure. I want a good godly man. I'm a good godly man until 11 p.m. Okay, I need to get off somebody's case, but somebody's pulling me. And stop falling for that foolishness. Ask him why he's 29 years old and ain't never had a prospect. It's because he didn't want one. Show me. You just so naive. You about to get bought up. Used, crumbled up, and taken. I'm just trying to, if we're not asking people, show me that you walk in joy. I know you're cynical and you've been hurt and you're jaded. I'm just not gonna let nobody play me like that no more. That's miserable. You live miserable. You wake up. Does your face being like that, does it not hurt? That don't hurt? To walk into every room like, that don't hurt? You don't get no spasms, no muscle spasms? Tell me you walk in gentleness. And then show me you walk in gentleness. Show me the. Okay. Galatians 5:22. Let's read it. But the Holy Spirit, the gift we get at salvation for free. No extra things you have to do to get the Holy Spirit. Let me clear this up. Church has tried to create levels to how you have access to the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is a person, not a tongue. You've been saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Don't say that no more. Because speaking in tongues is not evidence according to the word. It's a benefit. According to the word. Evidence of the Holy Spirit is what we about to read. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. These are fruits. Mama Chloe said, this is Sunday school. I love it. And a lot of us have believed the lie that the Holy Spirit is not with us because maybe we have not accessed the benefit of speaking in our heavenly language yet. That is a lie. Now, why in the world would you not want the maximum benefit of this Christian life? I don't know. You want to stay on the second floor when you could stay on the 52nd floor in the penthouse? Do you? But as for me in my house, we going up. Reba, Sakaya, Shiandarabos, all day. I'm like, Paul, I speak in tongues more than you are. I'll be like, what's up? Like, that's me. I was raised by Brenda Todd. You understand? Sometimes we say hello in tongues. Ra-ra, skita. Like with that.
No, I'm just playing.
Mama, I want breakfast. Robo-koto, skite debe. No, I'm just playing. But what? I love this church. Okay, so what I'm saying to you, though, is that at the end of the day, it is a benefit, but it's not proof. It's not a receipt. Because people can speak in tongues that aren't kind. People can speak in tongues who are not faithful. Okay, there's some people getting up and walking out. They mad at me. It's okay. It's the truth anyhow. So those nine things, what I'm believing through this series is by the time we get to the end of the year, you would develop a value system around carrying these receipts. Watch this daily. This is not a, oh, I used love that one time in 1964 when I really had to forget him white people for doing that to the black people. If 1964 was the last time you walked in love, you have denied the very power of the Holy Spirit. So I want you to just see the receipts, and this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put all the receipts on the screen. I'm gonna put all the fruits of the Spirit, all the proof that the Holy Spirit wants us to have. And I want you to, as they come up, I believe something significant is gonna happen. I want you to identify or allow the Holy Spirit who is inside of every believer, anybody who's accepted Jesus, I want you to identify where the Holy Spirit is drawing you to focus your life. Because we need all of them, but let me not just bite off a bit. Like, there may be one that the Holy Spirit is like, this the one? And if you get that, if you have that inkling, if you're watching online, if you're in the row, I just want you to write it down. Some of y'all gonna write all nine down, and I know some of y'all is like, I need all of them. But at the end of the day, I believe the Holy Spirit is going to allow us to start a journey of progression and not perfection. So many of us need love, and many of us need joy. And many of us need what? Peace. Patience. We need patience. How many people need patience? We hate waiting. Hate waiting on people. Hate waiting on God. Hate waiting for our food. We went to a place to celebrate my baby Ava's birthday. Shout out to Ava. She turned 7. This week, we went to one of her favorite places. I ain't calling no names in here, but they really should make another location in Tulsa because this is ridiculous. That woman had the nerve to tell me it was a 2.5-hour wait. I said, I could go kill a chicken. Pluck that mug. Nah. 2.5 hours to wait to eat? But something in me is working against waiting at all times. I mean, right now, if my Wi-Fi doesn't seamlessly connect what I'm doing to wherever it's connected, you don't even know where it's connected to. You be ready to throw away the system. You be ready to throw away. You done hit the restart. But why is it so hard for us to wait? I heard it said like this. What the enemy can't get in front of and stop, he gets behind and rushes. Oh, that's nasty. Some of y'all can't wait to get married. Can't wait to start the business. Can't wait to do this. And the enemy is literally pushing you. Because he knows you'll make a mistake because you will not wait on God. You won't develop the fruit. Open it up and get the fruit of the Spirit of patience. And some of us, we may have gotten patience, but we actually need kindness, goodness. Most people don't understand that one. I cannot wait to preach on goodness. Because everybody be like, just be good. God, oh, we in the dark. Faithfulness, gentleness, Y'all know gentleness does not have a gender. Women aren't the only ones supposed to be. Okay. I know they're gonna clip that up and try to make it say I'm saying something else. All I'm saying is men of God should be able to walk around with power, intentionality, to be able to protect, and still able to have a soft hand and soft words. Uh-oh. That's where we get messed up. I ain't never hit her. You hit her every day with your words. She walks in with headgear on as soon as you wake up. Okay, this series gonna be real good, good, good. Here we go. And everybody in the room need this last receipt. Self-control. Somebody say the proof is in the fruit. Write it down. The proof is in the fruit. We almost done, because today is just a setup. I can't even, like, when I tell you, I told the team in the back, I was like, I'm going to just do the intro and leave. So if abruptly I'd be like, that's it. That's because I'm watching the time. I got to be done. Because if you let me, I will unleash on you for 3 hours and not even think about it. But I ain't going to do that today. Because the proof of self-control for me is in my fruit. I want to do something that the moment and God and my team has asked me not to do. And the only person who can stop me from doing, I'm in charge. I'm the boss. I'm the one doing it. The only person who can do that is the Holy Spirit in me. That says, Michael, you gave them people your word. You told Heather you was going to be done in 50 minutes. You said it the wheel. You said it the car. You told Natalie you're going to be done in 50 minutes. So if I be like, all right, and just walk off the stage, it's because I'm going to be a man of my word. Because I'm trying to reel in my flesh. Oh, you know your flesh can raise up for good things, huh? Well, I'm helping people and I'm trying to get them the message. And no, you're prideful and you're doing too much. Let the Holy Spirit do the rest of the work. They got, y'all don't hear me. They got enough word to be able to chew on. This just proves they don't study the scripture, no way. So you can't do what the Holy Spirit can't. All right. Somebody say the proof is in the fruit. Okay, so at the end of the day, I want you to realize we know the receipts we need to have. Put those receipts back up there. Okay, these are the receipts that we need. Everybody say love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. I'm believing that your appetite would change. Okay, because when I read Galatians 5:22, it starts with a word I wasn't expecting. You know, sometimes when you just click on to Google and look up a certain scripture, you gotta read the whole chapter so you can get everybody to say context. Because Galatians 22 starts with the word but. Everybody say but. So that means it was contrasting something. So I ran it back and it said there's some other receipts that people are actually showing to others. And I'm just gonna read the list. It says the fruit or the proof or the receipts of living a life led by the flesh is sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, disunity, factions or cliques, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the likes. So if you look at these 9 fruits of the Spirit and then listen to that list, which one do you have more receipts of? Which one can you say, I got that. I mean, I'm kind. But hating? Witchcraft? I'm into astrology and the signs and the rocks and I'm a Sagittarius season, Sagittarius season. You can't spell Sagittarius. Couldn't spell it if your life depended on it. The end of that scripture says, It says, I warn you, as I did before, this is Paul writing, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's why our receipts are proof of a relationship with Christ. And what moves us forward in our relationship so we don't live this mediocre life with God is maturity. Today, I'm asking everybody for the rest of this year, could we all together, this room is full of people with so much purpose, and maybe the only thing keeping us from the next open door is our ability to see this moment of maturity that God has given us, to allow the Holy Spirit to work out of us the things that are not like him and work in us the things that he wants to see in our life. Somebody say, the proof is in the fruit. See, write it down in this point. Receipts are a requirement for the next open door. Hear what I just said. The receipt of love, joy, peace, patience. Could I submit to you that maybe some of the reason why the next thing that you know God's told you to do hasn't worked is because he can't send you into the open door. Those doors cannot open until you have proof that you walk in love. Because if you get into that door with no love, you make him look bad. When I'm at that one store that has all the price cuts and the smiley face as the logo, and they step in front, they don't catch me at the register. They step in front of me at the point of an open door. They want to see the receipt at the place where the atmosphere changes. They want to see the receipt at the place that the climate changes, at the place where I walk into something. It's automatic if I get close to it. I don't have to open it. I can just walk through it, but they stop me to see if I have proof before the door opens. And could I submit to you that your kindness, your gentleness, your faithfulness, the lack of having a receipt for that may be the reason why God will not let the next door open. All right. How much time I got? I can't see it. Okay, here we go. Last point. Receipts, watch this, allow for returns without repercussions. So I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but in the off chance that you accidentally picked up something that wasn't supposed to go with you, I have kids. And my kids don't understand the purchasing process yet. They see it. They want it. They got it. They like, what's the boy? Keith Lee. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see it. I got it. Let's try it. Like, and they just. And I've ended up in the car with things that I did not purchase, that maybe even somebody else put into my cart, trauma that wasn't mine, ways of thinking that did not originate with me, that were passed on, that somebody else's hands were on and they were given to me. And a lot of people, I'm not talking about who, but a lot of people think that everything that you get for free is a blessing. Oh my God. How did it just end up in my cart? That's a test of your fruit. Every $100 bill, $20 bill, $10 bill you find on the ground, that ain't always a blessing. A lot of times it's a testing. Y'all missed it. God is trying to test and see, are you a person of integrity? Will you be faithful enough and inconvenienced and patient enough to get out of your car, walk it back to the desk, tell them you found it in the parking lot, leave it when you need 20? It's quiet in here because y'all done picked up other people's stuff saying God blessed you. Oh my God, I just got out of, let me tell y'all a story about how God blessed me. And God said, you failed. You failed horrible. Take that $20. Take that stanky $20. I was about to give you a promotion that would have given you $20,000. But I can't open that next door because you. Will y'all stand all over the building? Some of you, through this series, are gonna take back things that were not legitimately given to you by God. And when you step up to that service counter and you say, hey, this anger, this didn't come from me. This was passed down. You're gonna be able to go back and return things and not feel guilty about it because this wasn't part of what Jesus gave me. I got to give this back. This anxiety, this fear of everything, I got to give this back. Today, if you're in this building, I want to let you know that you need the receipts so that you can give them to other people. But everybody, listen to me. You have to receive these receipts first. It's hard to give what you don't have. And so many people are so obsessed, especially in church, of trying to produce fruit that they don't eat it first. So at the end of this sermon today, what if today we made a decision that not just we're going to produce fruit so that we could give it to the world. What if we start with producing the fruit so that we can give it to ourselves? When's the last time you gave yourself love? Because the Bible's clear. You only can love others to the measure at which you love. You might need to bite this fruit. My wife knows. It's a thing between us since we were kids. If she bite a good orange, her first thing, or a good apple, she said, you need to try this. The only way she can do that is if she tasted it first. The reason we don't have patience with other people is because we don't got patience with ourselves. The reason we can't be kind to others is because we won't be kind. And I found out in my own life, Mike, the way that you show the fruits of the Spirit is you fight less and fruit more. You hear what I just said? So many times I'm ready to fight and defend him. And God said, fight less, fruit more. They won't be able to deny what God's done in your life. Today, if that's you, and you've been fighting to make sure that everything comes together and make sure nobody gets you wrong and make sure that your name is what you want it to be, and stop fighting. Well, I gotta get, my time is coming. I need to do this. God's not rushing you. The enemy is. He said, I need you to fight less and fruit more. And I want to give you the receipts of the Spirit, the proof that you're in relationship with me. If you're in this room and you know there's an area of your life that you need the Holy Spirit to help you develop ripe, juicy, sweet, good fruit in one of those nine areas, would you just lift your hands all over this place? Online, would you lift your hands? And I'm just gonna pray that you would fight God less and let him, through the Holy Spirit, build fruit in you more. Father, here we all are. There's not one single hand down in this place because we need your help. Holy Spirit, if we could do it on our own, we would have done it. But today, for us to actually love without condition, to have peace that passes all understanding, to be able to walk in joy that is unspeakable, we need your help. Today, forgive us for producing fruit that doesn't look like you even after the gift of salvation. And today we're asking that there would be a fresh, full faith to believe you can do something new on the inside of us. Father, the things that were passed down that were not given by you today, Father God, we are returning them at this moment right now. All the pain, all the resentment, all the offense, all of the frustration. Today, God, we give that back. And we thank you that today we're going to start to produce fruit as the Holy Spirit begins a purification process on the inside of all of us. Father, for the bitter in the room, I thank you that it's getting better. Father, for the person who is jaded, I thank you that you're giving them joy. For the person, Father God, who tried before, I thank you for a fresh wind to try again. New things springing up on the inside of us so that the world will know that we are yours. Let them know us by our fruit. Not our post, not our, not what we say only, but how we live for you. Do a new thing on the inside of me, God. Come on, somebody make it personal. Ask him to do a new thing on the inside of you. Do something new in me. We trust you and we believe you. In that same posture, if you're in this room, I need y'all to just be praying just for a second. We're gone in 3 minutes. If you're in this room and you've never accepted the gift of salvation, I believe today is your day. See, there's so much waiting for you, but some of you have been with your arms folded, but like, I don't take all that. I don't need all that. But what I'm telling you is this whole life thing is real. And this 80 years we get is a small piece of eternity. And what I need you to know is God says, I've already paid the debt so you can live free, but you have to, everybody say, receive. And I know church and religion will try to make you jump through all these hoops and become this different person. No, 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 no. God says, bring all of your crazy to me. Bring all your crazy, bring all your drama, bring all your not knowing, bring it all to me. He can handle all of that. He has the receipts in his nail-pierced hand. And he's saying, would you just come and allow me to do something on the inside of you, but I can't do it unless you receive. If you're in this room and you are watching online and you want to receive salvation, which comes with a gift called the Holy Spirit, on the count of three, I just want you to shoot your hand up in the air. I want you to be bold. I want you to be proud. I want you to be excited because your life is about to transform. It's the thing that took me from being a liar, a manipulator, addicted to pornography, somebody who had all kinds of dark things in my heart and my mind and was acting on them. I was being led by the desires of my flesh, and I was getting receipts of broken promises. I almost lost my wife. I almost became a person I hated. But God, he saw me in my sin. And he said, if you surrender everything to me right now, boy, I'll use you in a way that you can't even imagine. I said, God, with all of this, he said, with all of that, I'll actually allow you to turn it around and take your testimony and change the entire world. But you gotta surrender to me. And today you have the same opportunity because he's no respecter of persons. One, you're making the greatest decision of your life. Two, if you make this decision, your name is gonna be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Woo! And your eternity is secure. Three, if you want to give Jesus your life, I want you to raise your hand all over this building. I see you. I see you, sister. I see you, brother, all the way in the back, online, over here. Transformation Church, how do we celebrate what God is doing? Hallelujah. So proud of you. So proud of you, young man. But more than me being proud of you, God has all of heaven standing up and they turning up right now. Because you gave your life to Christ. At Transformation Church, nobody prays alone. If somebody's around you who raised their hand, would you just gently stretch your hands towards them and we're gonna pray together. Would you say, God, thank you for sending Jesus just for me. Today, I admit that I need a Savior and I choose you. I receive the free gift of salvation. I believe you lived, you died, and you rose again with all power to defeat anything I would ever go through. So today, I give you my life. Change me, renew me, transform me. I'm yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we turn up with heaven all over this place?
Oh, this should be the biggest shout of the day. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, we want to welcome you to the family. Our team has something for you. We want to make, lift your hand up if you did that. We want to make sure you get this book that's going to help you. And you can text or 8282, save to 828282. And we're going to walk with you. Everybody, listen, before you leave, Wednesday night prayer is going to a whole nother level. This Wednesday, I'm going to be here and we're going to start praying. Praying. Before the end of this year, your life is going to look different because of the power of prayer. So I need you to meet me here for prayer and Bible study. Get back here this week, share this message with somebody, and go out and live a transformed life. We love you so much. God bless you.
Hey, I want to take a moment again before we jump off and say thank you. Our church is not built on one individual, but on the sacrifice of so many. And you being a part, it means the world. So thanks for watching the message. I also want to say thank you to the thousands of people around the world who are generous. It means the world. And we are able to represent, we're able to be generous and meet the needs of people because of your giving. If you haven't taken the step to give, trust me, there is no pressure at all. But if you feel led, you can text the word give to 828282, or you can go online. When we partner together, God uses our generosity to make a difference. Again, if you haven't, take a moment to subscribe to the YouTube channel. And more than watching on YouTube, join us on Sundays. Every single Sunday we're here, 1045 CST AM. We would love to see you. And like we always say, go out and live a transformed life.